So here you are. It's the inaugural launch of the Hot Minute, Christine.
Awesome. I'm ready. Let's
are you ready
go.
For yep. a Hot Minute? Yep. Hot I do minute. Want to give a little bit of a description to our listener, since it is the inaugural launch. A Hot Minute is really not a minute at all, right? It's a little bit longer than that, but we're going to keep it hot and moving.
And quick.
And hopefully you are able to enjoy this as you are on your commute or anywhere that you are in your day. You are right where you're supposed to be for the Hot Minute. All right. It's a hot one, so let's move on. I want to kick off the Hot Minute and start, if you don't mind.
Oh, please do.
All right. I have two words for the Hot Minute today, and I think it's really a good one as we think about just passing the full moon and this idea of reflection and contemplation. That's my thought for
nice.
The Hot Minute.
Reflection and contemplation.
Good.
I like it.
That's right. Loaded, loaded words. Oftentimes thought of as the same thing, but I don't really think of them, at least in the context that I want to share today, as the same thing at all. Reflection, oftentimes we think about the idea of a mirror and being able to see oneself. And that's exactly how I want to focus on this idea of reflection. The process of reflection and contemplation allows you to go back and truly see oneself. The real observation of what is going on in any one nanosecond, or looking back on a full year. Let's just say it's New Year's Eve, and you are reflecting on the years past, and what is it that you want to manifest as you move forward. Reflection is a really critical piece of that. The purposeful observation of what it is that's moving in your life, and how it is that you would like to change course, look at yourself. It's an inside job, right? Go in, understand your reaction to any one of a number of occurrences that happen minute by minute each day, or that happen over the seasons of your life. And what is it that you are simply repeating because you haven't taken the time to reflect and contemplate on all that is moving? So that is my Hot Minute for today. And with that, I would like to offer just one thought on this, and it's a straightforward one, big surprise for me, but it's a straightforward idea that without reflection, we go blindly on our way, creating more unintended consequences and failing to achieve anything useful in our lives. Anything useful for me means purposeful, on purpose, things that you really want to happen. So you kind of just go about going through the motions, not living on purpose. And by the way, that was Margaret Wheatley that offered that great sage thought on this idea of reflection.
So can you give just a couple of tips or ideas about what that would look like if somebody went into reflection? It would look like what?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Reflection and contemplation, right? The deep observation, the deep thinking, and feeling, let's make sure that that's a part of it, of what's going on in your life. And I think it really starts here. Stop for just a moment. When something happens, you feel something move in your body, and ask yourself, how do I really feel about this? What's truly going on? And why did it happen that way? Why did events roll as they did? And what was my reaction to it? What's the source of that reaction? You may quickly find yourself in anger, but it's really not about anger at all. So it's something really important for you to stop in that nanosecond. Exercise this muscle of quick reflection and contemplation so that you can make the right best choice for you now. And then just think about, how does this remind you of other situations and the way that you've reacted? And how can you make this moment different? Certainly, it is oftentimes that we didn't like the results of what happened in that moment before or that experience before. What can you do to replace that, change that, make it different, be contemplative about it, and be quick, right? It happens in a nanosecond, and then it happens over a lifetime. So really important for you to catch it when it can. And then ask yourself, as I just said, what will I do differently now? What results do I want to happen now? And how is my reaction to this situation and cleaning up the origin of that old reaction going to change moving forward? And so thus, my behavior changes, the results change.
Yep.
Reflection and contemplation. That's my Hot Minute for today.
I like it, Deb. That's just That's right on point. And by the way, we are not discussing what our hot moment is for the day. That's really awesome. Mine is around the word discipline. So this is kind of making me laugh a little bit. I know that if you commit to a handful of things that you want to get done over a course of time, and you just give a little bit of time to it every day. Sometimes it just might be harder than others to accomplish, but if you commit to that every day, within, I don't know, a year, when you hit that new year, you know, what have I, you know, accomplished back here? You will realize and see the fruits of your labor and your focus. So, discipline is a word that has always been a part of my life, and it goes through phases for me of when I kind of fall off the discipline wagon, and then I realize I have to get up and get back on that steady daily rhythm that keeps momentum going in my life. So my word of the day is to find those places inside of yourself, your heart's desire, the gifts that you have, and give them the time they deserve. So people have a reaction to the word discipline. Sometimes it's just, bleh, you know, they don't like it. But really, there's such peace there. Peace and discipline also falls in line with what you said. And I like it because you need to find the space and the time within these busy lives that are filled up with things that we're not too sure what we just did in the last 2 days of our lives, or why did this week disappear so quickly, and what did I actually accomplish? Life is just so busy with these things that don't seem to feed our souls. So,
and the discipline will set you free. In the discipline, you will have this level of harmony, right? This steady beat to your life.
Right.
Where it feels like you have your hands on the pulse of what's going on.
At least enough that you feel empowered. I have to find discipline every day to practice my piano. And if I don't, the quality of my playing suffers. And I have to find discipline to write every day. And if I can get those two things out, then I feel pretty good about all the other little, you know, brainless aspects of my life that I can't quite track, that suck up your life. You know, moms specifically look back at their raising of the children years, and they just wonder where the time all went. And those are the mundane tasks, right? Just make sure you put you first. Find the discipline, and as Deb said, right, find your focus.
That's right. Contemplate and reflect on that which is moving in your life, and see it for the opportunity that it's offering you. You get to make another choice, and the choice is yours. So with discipline, reflection, and contemplation,
that's awesome.
Go make it an incredible day, an incredible week. We'll be back at you tomorrow. You're listening to The Hot Minute with Christine and Deb.